We're in for another long, cold, snowy winter in New Hampshire this year, at least according to the Old Farmer's Almanac and publications like it. The question is, what do scientists make of these kinds of forecasts? Eric Osterberg is an assistant professor of earth sciences at Dartmouth College, and he says the Almanac's winter outlook makes for better entertainment than it does actual forecasting. He joins me now with more. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you very much.
Old Farmer's Almanac claims to be accurate about 80% of the time. How accurate would you rate that claim of accuracy, if that's even a question we can ask?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how accurate you would actually see them. I think nobody really knows how they assess that accuracy. I think it depends on which forecast you're looking at. The almanacs will do a forecast for an individual location like New Hampshire for a specific week. So you can look at this week's forecast that was put out last year. You know, this week they were calling for cool and rainy conditions. I think we're all pretty happy that that forecast didn't turn out right. I think it'd be really interesting to do a rigorous analysis of how accurate their forecasts are.
How far out can we really forecast a set of weather conditions in a given area?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's usually just not possible to forecast the weather more than maybe a week or two in advance with any sort of accuracy. The one exception to that general rule is actually in years like this year, when we have an El Nino event forming in the Pacific Ocean. This winter, I think we can actually make some forecast predictions for the winter in New England. El Nino events in the past, especially big ones like we think we're seeing this winter, tend to be associated with less snowfall than average. With that in mind, we might actually expect a little bit less snowfall than average coming up this winter.
The almanac says its secret weather formula began with its founder, Robert B. Thomas, in the 18th century and is, among other things, partially based on solar science, sunspots. Now, what do we know about solar activity and its relation to weather activity on this planet?
Yeah, we actually know quite a bit about that. Sunspots, we know, do affect the climate, especially sort of over large regions of the globe. We know that there's a very persistent sunspot cycle that lasts about 11 years. And we can see some evidence of that cycle in the climate records that we look at from around the world. But in terms of the actual weather on a sort of week-to-week basis, we don't see any relationship between sunspots and the weather. And what's a little more challenging is that sunspots themselves are very difficult to predict more than a few months in the future. So that makes using sunspots as a weather predictor for a particular area to be a little difficult to do.
It is interesting, though. I was reading several articles that said that the forecasting technologies that we use now have progressed to the point that we can know, at least in the short term, weather in a way that we couldn't even a few decades ago. And yet, we also, on a certain level, have that urge to return to the traditional, the tried and true, the annual forecast that we get in an almanac.
Yeah, you know, the weather forecasting abilities that we have now are truly amazing. I mean, the fact that we can actually predict the weather even 5 days out in advance with quite a bit of accuracy is remarkable, and that's all due to the latest technology with computers and our understanding of how the climate system works. But like I say, you know, there is something fun about going back to the almanac and thinking that we can predict these things, you know, months in advance. And usually we just can't. The weather has too many variables, and those variables are often random. So even when we know exactly what those variables are, some of them just cannot be predicted.
Well, Eric Osterberg of Dartmouth College, whatever the weather is this winter, great talking with you, and stay warm.
Thanks very much. Good talking to you, too.